What's up, guys? Welcome to another week of the Bittersweet Podcast. It's your girl Wintana.
And I'm Rahel.
That was a different intro. It just came out like so funny how you get used to saying it a certain type of way. But anyways, this week, guys, has been a week of events that have happened.
Yes.
I'm talking online.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm saying, like, let me introduce this episode properly. This week, we're going to be talking about two things that have happened online. Mm-hmm. The first thing we're going to be talking about is the Omalay situation, where there was a girl dancing with the artist Omalay on stage. Yes. Very, very, very diabolical.
Yes.
Like, that was crazy. And then the second thing we're going to be talking about is Who the Fuck Did I Marry? The series.
Hectic 50 part series.
55. Yeah.
Oh,
it
shit.
Was just getting like, I think, because in between she did a lot of like explanations of everything that happened. But yeah, it was like 52, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have so much to say about that. I can't wait to get into it.
Okay, let's start with the Omalay situation.
Okay.
So for you guys, for those who don't know, Omalay is an Afrobeats artist and he had a concert recently in London. And he's known apparently for bringing girls on stage and dancing with them.
Okay, so that's something that he generally does.
He does. I went to the Omalay concert in Melbourne.
Oh yeah, and he did. How
was it?
Yeah,
it was good. It was actually...
It was okay.
It was okay because he didn't actually perform like one full song. He was like skipping. He would like perform a bit of it and then skip through to the next song. So it was like, overall, I think the concert was like 45 minutes.
Why?
It was, I have no idea, but I remember being like, okay, this was...
That's reminding me, it's like a DJ set.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe it was giving.
Yeah. Sweet.
It wasn't that great. It was all right. But I can't remember if he brought a girl on stage. Like, I can't remember. But anyways, the situation that happened online recently was that he had a concert in London and there was a girl that he was dancing on stage with. Yeah. And he brought her on and they were dancing and it got really intense. She was grinding on him. She was bending over. I think they made out when the thing closed. Damn. They like dropped the curtains. It looked like he picked her up and it looked like they made out for a second. But again, that could be TikTok just like exaggerating situations.
Mm.
Anyways, the tea to all of this is that the girl, I think her name is Jasani, has a boyfriend. And her boyfriend was with her at the concert. And they were actually together while she got pulled on stage.
Damn.
And she kind of like walked away and, you know, obviously went on stage, whatever, and danced with him. And then the thing that was crazy was when they were showing the whole thing online, there were like snippets of her dancing with him, like kind of like the series of events that happened. And then at the end of it, she like recorded him, the boyfriend, outside of the concert, and it was like she was recording him walking away, and kind of like laughing.
Yeah.
You know, so he was obviously pissed, probably disturbed about what happened, and then they're just like making fun of the situation.
That's fucked. That's like bullying. So what happened? Like, she got up on stage.
Yeah.
And then, so they went together. They went as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like in the crowd together, obviously.
Yeah, at the very front.
At the very front. Okay. Did he walk out straight away?
No. He watched it.
He watched
the whole thing happen.
He saw the whole thing happening. Mm-hmm. And then he walked out. And then there was another clip when they were all walking out.
Yeah, you know how you've got like Snapchat and it's like different stories?
Oh, or
like it looked like that. Anyway, that's kind of what the Shade Bar posted. It was like scene, and then the last one was him walking away while she was recording him, and he was just like pissed off on his phone in the distance. And I was, anyway, so what were your thoughts on the whole thing?
Oh my gosh. Obviously, like, it was crazy. It was very disrespectful, like, what she did. I don't know. I think she definitely like crossed a line. What I was thinking more about, it kind of reminded me of a lot of the other people who have gone on, like Usher. There was that whole like Usher Keke Palmer situation, and recently I think he also did it with Alicia Keys, where he was kind of like grabbing on her.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl.
And then at the Super Bowl, and then I've seen, like, I remember, like, back in the day, like, I'd see clips on Facebook of, like, people at Chris Brown concerts and, like, Trey Songz, where they would get girls and just, like, really just,
dance,
like,
with them,
be all up on them, you know? So, with something like that, I think that there's a line of when it turns disrespectful, and I think she definitely crossed that line, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, But I also feel like, I'm trying to figure out what I actually feel about getting on stage and dancing with another guy when you've got a man. Like, because bottom line, like, obviously, I don't know what else to say. Like, it was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. I don't think anyone can be like, oh, yeah, you know, there's no excuse. Like, that's very disrespectful.
Yeah.
The only thing I could also say is that, like, I don't know, she's young. Isn't she, like, 20 or something?
I don't know her age.
I'm pretty sure again, could be fake news. I'm pretty sure I read that she's like 20 years old. Like, she's young. Mm. Like, they're both very young.
Yeah.
I think that we can talk about Omalay and how that's very disrespectful.
But how would he know?
Not that she has a boyfriend, but even just doing that with her, like with the screen and everything.
With the curtains dropping and everything. It's like,
there's a way, unless she knew that was going to happen.
So this is the tea that I was listening to. I went on TikTok to hear her. Yeah. She came out with an apology, whatever. She said, so there were a few lies. Mm. One, they hadn't been dating for 7 years. They were actually only dating for 1 year. Yeah. And that came out in an interview he did with Kai Cenat, the streamer. Mm. And apparently he was like, no, we've only been dating for 1 year or just under a year.
Mm.
But that was actually his girlfriend. And that actually happened. Second, her apology, she said that her and her man had spoken about how this happens frequently at Omalay's concert. She loves him. And if he calls her to dance with her, then she's going to go up and dance. And he was like, yeah, like, do your thing. But the thing is, which I'm like, okay, I get in that moment, obviously she's gassed. She's just like, yes, yeah. Omalay's cool. She's not even looking at her man. She's just screaming, camera shaking. She's recording the whole situation. She's probably like, who, go away. Who's this man? Like, yeah. I'm focused on getting on stage right now. But there's a boundary.
Yeah.
There's a boundary because the way she was dancing on him, like, it was very sexual. And it was very, like, I think at the start where she's just like fun, she's showing herself off. Like, that's fun. Mm. Even Kiki, it was fun. You could tell Kiki's laughing. Mm. She's like having a laugh and dancing with Usher, but it wasn't, I didn't think Kiki and Usher's situation was sexual. I saw that and I was like, okay, like, you're dancing, you're like vibing, you're having a good time.
Mm.
But this was like, you're jumping on him, you look like you made out with him, you're bending over and dance. It was a lot.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, you took it too far. And I feel like your man, if he had said to you, all good,
yeah,
he probably would have been okay with you doing a little walk up the stage, little bump and grind, little like wine, whatever. Mm. But you took it too far, babes. Yeah, like, you literally, and then after it, you recording him is wild. Yeah. Like, that's your man. How are you doing that?
Mm. Yeah, it's so disrespectful.
It's like, how do you even, like, for me, it's disrespectful. It's like, how do you think that makes you look as well? Mm. Like, or what does that say about you and the value you have of your relationship?
Mm. Yeah, clearly not.
Yeah, you don't care. Yeah, why are you in it?
Yeah, clearly. And that's why when I saw, like, a lot of people being like, you know, obviously he kind of dodged a bullet because it wasn't, like, I think, you know, someone like that can show their true colors in a moment like that.
Mm.
And that's kind of, I think, what happened. Because, yeah, I didn't know that they would have, that's crazy that they fully, like, had that initial conversation. That makes me think that she was, like, already had it in her mind. She's like manifesting it.
She was manifesting like, that situation.
She's like fully like,
she knew it was gonna be her.
It happens, but I'm also gonna like be out here making like eye contact with Omalay, like pick me type of situation. Like, no, like I think, yeah, I think it's not like, it's just fucked up.
Yeah.
But let's what would say, you do if rules were reversed? Okay, what if it was like getting on stage and dancing? Obviously not as intense.
I just feel like, as a man, why are you going on stage and dancing with a woman? Like, that's so weird.
Have you not? I saw a video. Someone sent it to me. It was like, what's Michael Jackson's sister?
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
It was like from ages ago and she brought this guy up.
Yeah.
And he was like, she like tied him to this. It was like a performance to this like slab or something. And he's like this. And she's like climbing on him. And like dancing on him, she's literally got her like crutch in his face.
Yeah, that's insane. Like that could and never.
I was like, yeah, obviously that is too far. You know
but
what
even
I mean?
Even I feel like guys, when they're dancing, girls are really the main show, And guys, unless it's a choreography, like a proper dance, guys are really just standing there. Like even Omalay, he's just standing there while she's bending over and doing all this stuff. It's like, you're going to look goofy. So imagine your man out there standing there like this while a female artist, whoever it is, can you imagine if it's like a Nicki Minaj or a Meg Thee Stallion twerking on him and he's standing there looking goofy and happy? Like, it was just, I could never see you the same. ever again.
I guess it's the same for when men are like, I can't see you the same.
Yeah, it is the same.
But I think it depends on what the dancing is, because like, this is what I always say with Keke Palmer and Usher, like, I did not see any issue in that scenario, because it did not come off as like sexual at all. And it was very much like, oh my god, Usher, like throwback Usher.
Yeah,
you know, like it wasn't like, oh my god, like we're pretending to like have sex with each other basically on stage. Like it's different. But I don't think I would mind if my man went up.
What would that look like? Because I want to visualize it. Like who's the artist? What's the song? Just say
like it's like Meg Thee Stallion, for example.
Okay.
And she brought him up. And because I guess I draw the line when it comes to like full, like if someone's like twerking on you, like hectic or something like that. But if she was just like, if it was like a cute, that's why I said with that Usher situation, it's different. And I will stand on that. Even what he did with Alicia Keys, they're just kind of like swaying, like it's cute vibes. So if it was Meg Thee Stallion and that's how, and it was like
what cute wholesome like song is even Meg Thee Stallion?
I have to think of a different artist. Like okay, Alicia, if it was Keys.
Alicia Keys, and she's singing "My Boo" to your man.
Started when
my boo, and she's there, and he's just like, what are you doing?
It depends how much he loves Alicia Keys. If he's ride or die, if he's fully like, I love Alicia Keys, I have loved her since I was like a kid. This is how I would put it with like Usher. Like I have been listening to his albums since I was like 10 years old. Like I love him. And if it was the same energy with someone like Alicia Keys for my man, I'd be like, yeah, have your moment. I honestly don't care, because I know it's not like, it's not sexual.
I just can't imagine it. I can't imagine it not being like, obviously with Alicia Keys, her songs are wholesome.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her bringing a man up on stage to sing a wholesome song to him.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Doesn't really happen.
It doesn't happen. And it only happens when it's like sexual, when a girl's like doing something like, you know, even do you remember back in the day, Destiny's Child had Cater to You, and they had these men sitting on the chairs and they were like just grinding on them, singing. And it was Cater to You was very like sensual as well.
Were they people from the crowd?
I can't remember. I think like it was dancers. I feel like it was dancers, but the men just sat there.
Yeah.
I wish I could like find the video, but yeah, it was, and it was obviously, it's cute to look at, but that can't be my man.
Yeah.
That can't. It can't be my man. But the other way around, unless it was...
Would you get up
on stage? I don't think I would ever even get up on stage. Yeah. I think that's a bit... For me, it's not even in my personality to do that. But I don't know. I'm just trying to think about... I feel like there are wholesome ways girls can dance with guys that are not that bad. Compared to... There are wholesome ways guys can like sing along with women.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't really happen. Yeah, obviously, I haven't seen
it. I've never seen it.
I only really ever see guys bringing girls up on stage, except for that. Except for the video I was telling you about before. Yeah, I only ever see guys bringing girls up, and it's usually in some, like, hectic, like, sexual way.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That situation. She shouldn't have been going that hard, but I guess, like, I don't know. She says Omalay is her favorite artist. He's that artist for me, is what she said. So... She was obviously excited.
I'm genuinely like, when I first watched it, I thought it was staged. I still feel like it could be staged, you know, because if it were me and I was say I'm single and I'm young and I love Omalay and he brings me up, and then I rewatch the video and see that they put that sheet down and he was like basically pretending to like have sex with me, I would be so pissed.
Yeah, but like, some people are so, not thinking that, Rahul. And some people are just...
That's so embarrassing. And it's very... Because I don't think she would have... Unless she knew, how did she know it was going to be that explicit?
I don't think she did.
Like, it's crazy.
I think she was in the moment and she was just like, let me like perform.
But that's why I think it's messed up, because it's like, I don't know, like the fact that she didn't know and then it's like blown up this big. He had this big curtain, which he would have known, definitely would have looked like, you know, like a whole like actual like basically having sex on the stage type of situation. I find that like disrespectful. And I think artists need to figure out
the line.
There has to be boundaries. And I'm surprised more women haven't come back being like, yo, like that was too much.
But I personally, I feel like when you're performing, you're gonna go off a vibe. So if you can tell, like he grabs her on stage, she does a little selfie, mm-hmm. then he's just like, come up the stairs, and she comes up, but she's like, no one's telling her how to walk up, what to do. She's jumped into character. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you're gonna give me a little, I'm gonna keep going. And I feel like he was matching her energy, so she started there to start matching energies. But if you're like a shy girl that's like, oh my god, cute, da da da, the artist is not gonna
but you probably
make you do
stage.
Some forceful thing.
I don't know.
Think
it's forced, of course, like she I guess like consented and all of that. But if it was me, it, even if, because I could see like younger me, like loving life, like 20 years old, you know, jumping on stage to be on stage with an artist, and then if I saw that after it, I would be like, what the fuck? I had no idea it was going to be
this
presented
big.
In that way, you know? But I probably wouldn't let him do the things to me that he was doing to her. I'd probably be like, this is fucked.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I felt like, to be honest, like I said, off camera, like, we usually defend girls on this platform, but I think she took it too far. I feel like she was doing the whole thing, and maybe she just didn't really take the relationship she was in seriously, and that's a different situation. Like, if it wasn't for that relationship, do what you want to do. That's what I think is too far. I think the dancing was like, she already clocked that this is what happens at these concerts, and if she gets chosen, she's going up. So I can imagine she's probably just like already thinking about, oh my god, what am I gonna, when I'm dancing, what is it gonna look like? Like, people, I would do that. Not in this situation, but it's like when you think of something you're excited about, you visualize like how it's going to happen. And you're just like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Da, 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 da. So if she's that gas and he's her favorite artist and she's already saying, if he calls me, like, look the other way. I don't know. I actually don't know.
I don't know. I think, again, like, it depends on the person and their boundaries and stuff like that. Like, it obviously didn't bother her. But I also think, like, I don't think she would have known. Well, obviously that it would have blown up and gone this viral, but then also that the sheets were going to come down, the light was going to come up, it was going to be projected in this way, where it definitely looks like a sex scene behind it. And it's like, did she really understand that? And even in the moment, being like, oh, like kind of drunk, excited, like, you know, everything is happening, and then it just happens. I'm saying, if it was me, like, back then, I would be like, what the fuck?
You're saying, like, you're obviously excited in the moment. You're just doing the things, but you don't think it's going to look that way?
No, yeah, you don't think it's going to look that way.
Yeah.
Well, I think just specifically with the sheet, like, the way that the sheet was put down and the light was put on, it definitely, like, sexualized the whole situation. Because there's a lot of girls that get up on stage and, like, grind and wind and do all these things. Obviously, like, when they started the position that when he was behind her and when she was like going, the curtain just made it look 10 times worse. Not 10 times worse, it just made it worse. So
I think
it just
spotlighted the situation, but I still think
it
was
huge.
Yeah.
So
I think she kind of forgot there was a crowd.
Yeah, and obviously, like you're saying, like, the shit that happened after, posting it on your story, like, laughing, filming your boyfriend, like, that's just cruel. Like, it's not nice. So she just obviously doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't care. And I think, and now she's online, and she was like, I bought, she didn't say it like that. People were trying to say things like, you know, your man took you to a concert, and she's like, I bought the tickets to that concert and I took us out there. And it's like, babe, that doesn't make the situation better. You shouldn't have done that. But I don't know. It's kind of like, I feel like she just didn't really care for it. She was just having a good time. So I definitely don't agree with it. I think it's wild. But Yeah. I don't know. Celebrities have this weird effect.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that, like... I don't know. I don't feel like I'm that sprung over celebrities like that.
Yeah.
Like, you might get an instant moment of, like, excitement. Mm. Like, oh, my God, he looked at me in the crowd. Or, like I said, you know what I mean? Like, you get a message like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's ever going to be, where, like, a moment where you just take it too far.
Yeah. 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 I agree. I wouldn't be getting up either.
You wouldn't?
No. I wouldn't, yeah.
What if you were like, okay, because you're more introverted though, like shy. If you weren't, do you think it's something you would do?
No.
Yeah.
It was never even when I'm saying, even when I was younger and stuff, it wasn't really something that I would do.
Yeah.
Is there actually, I take that back. I remember being like 14 and being like praying for the opportunity to like get on stage with Trey Songz, because I would watch these videos.
Trey Songz was like, a man of his time.
I know. I don't understand. Now it's like, oh,
and now everyone is like literally the ick. They get the ick of Trey Songz.
But back then,
Trey Songz was that guy. Yeah,
bro, I was obsessed. Same. His music, everything, and I would see like,
and it was so sexual. Like, why am I singing this song as like 15?
I know.
Every single one of his songs. Yeah. I would watch the music videos. Yeah. I was obsessed. Is there a celebrity that you would give your partner a hall pass? Is there? Or is there one that you would want? One for?
I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't believe in it. Yeah. Like the whole hall pass thing, I don't. So there's no one. No one, no. I think what I understand is your situation when they messaged you. Mm. I think like I would be like, okay, if this celebrity messaged me, can we? I want to be able to respond and like hook it up for everyone.
Mm.
You know, like is that okay? But I would never be like, can we like fuck? Like no,
yeah, it's too far.
It would just be like,
that's actually crazy.
What's your boundaries with that type of situation potentially happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's crazy. The idea of that is crazy.
The whole like that's actually wild. Why? And then like you're gonna come back to me, like oh yeah, just like slept with who's a celebrity? Like I don't know, anyone, whatever. Anyone. I can't think of personally. Yeah, I couldn't think of anyone that I'd be like, I need to have a one night stand with this person.
Yeah, like I said, I think like I feel like
not even I can't think of. I just think it's not like something I'd ever want to do.
Mm. If you had to.
If I had to choose a celebrity. Yeah. Imagine I was like, just like had the answer like straight away, top of mind. I actually don't know. That I have so many, not crushes. So many celebrity crushes, but so many celebrities that I find attractive.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one that I'd be like, yes.
Yeah, I remember I had a friend and she had that whole like celebrity hall pass conversation with her man. And she was like, you know, I really like this celebrity. I've loved him forever, da da da. And then he named his celebrity as well. And then it was like not long after that, the celebrity that she picked ended up coming to the club to do yo-yo. And they ended up having sex. Like she was able to meet him. They like had a one night stand situation and her boyfriend was just like, what the fuck? Because it's like you say it.
Yeah, and you don't think it's actually going to happen. Like actually gonna happen.
And then it did. And anyway, they ended up breaking up. But
are you going to name the celebrity?
No.
Oh,
no,
you're not? Okay,
no,
yeah.
Because it's too, like, you just don't know. But how crazy is that?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like these things, it's too, it's just crazy. Like, I don't know if you're manifesting it or whatever.
It's like
but
the girl being like, so if I do get called up,
I'm going to go up.
Yeah, I'm going to go up. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then times 1,000 is like what she does. So I don't know. You just can't put that out there. I don't think. It's fucked up.
Or you say your boundary. You actually say no. That's not going to happen. Because sometimes a lot of people, if he wasn't there, she might have even thought it's still okay. I think you need to like state your boundaries in a relationship. Because some guys might be cool with that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And maybe if he wasn't there, he would have been cool. I only feel like it's because of how the story went down. Like people said that's her boyfriend and she recorded after it that it blew up.
I
don't think that Omalay bringing a girl up on stage and them dancing, maybe that would have been like a little clip or something, but I think it's the narrative behind it was like she went out with her man, dancing on stage with her man, recorded her man afterwards. Like, how disrespectful was the story?
Yeah, I also think because of all, like, the way that the Keke Palmer and Usher thing blew up, it's kind of on the social media's, like,
radar.
Yeah, that type of thing. So I think because of that as well, it turned into this whole story. But I will say 100% it's different what happened in that, the Usher, because I saw comments of being people being like, see, like, look what you've done, Usher, like, da da da. It's like, no, I don't,
no,
it's not the same. There's a way. That's why I would never be like to all girls, don't get up on stage or disrespecting your man. No. I think that there is a way to do it, and also, like, each to their own in their relationship.
I think it's that. I don't think it's like even about a way of doing it. I think some men are just not going to be cool with it, period, whether you do it in a wholesome way. And I just think that comes down to the relationship.
The thing is, I guess so. But I remember the way that Kiki's man reacted was messed up.
Yeah, that was, but he's, you know, crazy. Like, obviously everything else showed that that man was not sane.
Yeah, but I remember I was talking to a friend of mine who's in a relationship, and he's like, yeah, you know, it's so disrespectful.
Yeah,
like,
I heard a lot of guys say that too.
Like, he put his hands, like, on her, like, da da da. It's like, but how? That's what I don't think that was, and I will, like, stand on that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But I don't think you can compare that in the, like, Omalay situation at all, because what they did was, like, really sexual, and they took it way too far. So
plus the situation with Keke is, like, grew up in the industry, been knowing Usher, like, it's very different. Yeah, you know what I mean? This is, like, not an industry girl, random girl, pulled up on stage, bumping and grinding. Like, I don't think Usher's going to pull up Keke and be, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sexually, like, kind of doing stuff with her. It's Keke. So I just feel like that's already a different situation. But, like, yeah, it was wholesome. You could tell she's having a good night. She's just dancing with her girls, dancing with him. This was very different.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm actually keen to hear what other people have to say about this. Yeah. Let's move on to the Who the Fuck Did I Marry series.
Risa Tisa. I love saying her name. Risa Tisa.
Sounds like a chocolate. Like Reese's.
Like Reese's.
Reese's Pieces. Risa Tisa. She is, first of all, A1 storyteller.
Yeah.
How are you going to create a 55, 53, whatever part series? I'm like, she's a phenomenal storyteller. Like, I don't know how you keep someone engaged or people engaged for that long. She got millions of views on each series, on each part. And, like, TikTok is known for, like, short attention spans, all that kind of stuff. But, guys, the story, I'm sure you have heard of it. If you haven't, at least go listen to the summary, because it was insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And, like, I don't even know if I'm going to do it that much justice, but we should summarize it, right? So it was like she, and fill in the gaps.
You can say spoilers alert.
Oh, yes, guys, spoilers alert. Yeah. So if you haven't actually listened to it, don't listen to this part. Don't even listen to the rest of this episode. Or skip to the end. I don't know. But basically, she... Risa Tisa married this guy in 2020. She went on Bumble, met this guy, she was on her way to go meet him, and as she was meeting him, she told him her tire, like, her car broke down, something happened along the way. He then drove to her, and then he obviously saw the situation, fixed told her that she needs to get a new tire, took her to get it fixed, and paid for it. So that was, like, her initial reaction to him. Also, I feel like her bar was really low at the start, because she was like, I was surprised that he looked the same as his profile. Is there anything else that I'm missing out in that
start? Oh, just that she also noticed at that point that he had two profiles
on two separate dating apps,
and she's like, red flag,
red flag. And it was like, she described it as a different variation of his name. So, like, if his real name is Matthew, his Bumble profile that she saw was Matt.
Yeah.
So basically, that's what happened. Let's just fast track through the whole thing.
Yeah, you have to.
So basically, she met him, had a really good first impression. He then told her about himself, background, family information. He said that he told her all this stuff, like, very unsolicited information about parents both passing away, all his siblings. He used to play football, arena, but it was football, arena yeah. football. She had never heard of that, but he had said, I played arena football pro football, meaning he also said that he had a lot of money in the bank. Basically what happened was lockdown was happening and they needed to quarantine, and basically she didn't want to do it alone. So at the time he was living in like a studio apartment and she was living in a 3-bedroom apartment. So logic, like the for her, she was like, I'm not gonna live in your studio, so you can move in with me, which was already like really quick. But I think she was kind of like, we just need to make a decision. I don't want to quarantine on my own.
Yeah.
So he basically moved in with her, but immediately he was talking about buying a house, and he had wanted to buy a house, and she would have just moved into the house that they bought if he bought the house. So he was gonna buy his own house. The whole first bit of the story was him taking her on multiple viewings, multiple house inspections, saying that he was going to pay for the house up front in cash.
Yeah.
But he would basically go along the whole process of buying a house, go to the realtors, go through the whole process of buying the house, looking at different houses, yeah. doing the viewings, buying furniture and appliances for the house.
Yeah.
Just to get to the point where he would not finalize it because he didn't want to show proof of
income.
So basically, because he said, I want to pay it all in cash, she was like, how do you have that kind of money? He kept going back to his arena football and said like he's got a lot of money in that and has investments, so he's got the cash, he's straight. And he would show her every step and how he's doing it, and then basically he would always like pull out halfway through and be like, no, I'm not going to, because the bank would be like, well, to process this, we need to see proof of income or proof of finances. And then he would say, well, until you guys approve it, I'm not going to show you how much I have, which we'll come back to why I found that weird. But basically they had all that. She, during the whole process of everything, she got pregnant and she was like, okay, I'm pregnant. Wasn't really happy about it. He claimed he was like Christian. She grew up in a very religious household, believing God, already didn't like the fact that she was living with a man. Now she's like pregnant and she's not married. She didn't like that. Ended up having a miscarriage, which, like, by the grace of God, it's very sad, but also like thankfully she didn't have a baby with this man.
With him, yeah.
She had a miscarriage, which he wasn't even there for. He couldn't even make it to the thing because he said he worked as a VP, so like he had an important role, couldn't make it because he had important meetings or whatever. And so her work friend had to come and be with her during that time. And then yeah, like fast down the track, he lied about a car. Like they kept going to view cars. She was saying, I want this car. They'd go for test drives. There was a whole like time where all she was doing was test driving and house viewing. And he basically was stringing her along saying, you know, let's do this. He would go through the whole process of it just to not finalize every deal.
Yeah.
And then she was like, you know what? I don't want to see another house. I don't want to see another car. I don't want anything. He ended up getting her a Nissan something, like a Nissan. Did he pay for it?
Oh, no. They financed it, I think.
They financed it. But she was paying the car note, wasn't she?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but he was paying all the other bills. So the whole time, like as much as I was like, she is not okay for like allowing it to happen or whatever, she was like, guys, he's showing me, he's paying for all the bills in the house, he's paying for all the expenses, all she has to do is pay for herself and her car. Everything else was covered by him. She's seen money in his bank account, she sees him go to work every single day, she has seen like he'll have fake conversations about
with his family
and like even the car thing, his like job, I need to clear this car thing, okay, let me just call you. He'll be like, yeah, no worries, let me just call the VP, let me just call the person now and get that sorted in front of them. I don't even know, batting an eyelid. This guy was like, yeah, no worries, I'll do it now. And of course, when someone's so confident, you're thinking, okay, like he doesn't skip a beat. So she's like, am I crazy or is this person? Anyway, they ended up going to a marriage. So basically, fast forward, they end up getting married. He literally just handed her the ring, was like, hey, I want to marry you, whatever. She says yes. They end up getting like wings to celebrate because I think it was during quarantine time, so her family couldn't come. Everyone didn't know the full story of what was happening. All they knew were like bits and pieces, and they kind of side-eyed but also happy for her. She knew once she got married things were just going downhill. He yeah, she saw, like, she went to a marriage counselor, like, she went to her pastor or a local pastor, and they didn't do premarital counseling, but they did afterwards. And the pastor and his wife were like, if I knew you guys were like this, if you had come to us before, I would have told you guys not to get married, because this is not a healthy relationship. And she was obviously freaked out. It's because he lied. Everything he would say, he tried to back it up, but also the lies weren't making sense.
So
he then wanted to get like a joint bank account. She was like, until I see your offshore account and how much money you have, I don't want to do that. And he refused to show her that money, because obviously he didn't have it. And then she decided she was going to get a new job, and he basically laughed and said, you've been at that job for years, you're definitely not going to get a new job, you love them more than me. She was like, I'm going to prove a point.
Yeah.
Gets a new job.
Yeah.
No, so to get the new job, she needed like his social security number and all these other things. He gave her a social security number. He refused that fast at first. He was like hesitant, but then he gave her this number that she noticed was different to the first time she saw his social security number. And she ran the numbers. I don't know what it's called, but she did a background check on him. Finds out he had only lived in like three states, which were like, I don't know, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and somewhere else. He said he got married to his ex-wife in California, but he had never lived in California. So she's like, what the hell? What do you mean? She then went to him and asked him, have you ever been to California, like, why? You've never lived there before. And he's like, I played football there, I lived there. Obviously his money is coming from there, because he said he played football, whatever. And she's like, you'd never been there. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was a private citizen. This guy had a lie for everything. And she's like, what the fuck is a private citizen?
Yeah.
And he was like, I was a private citizen. My dad registered me as a private citizen, so I lived there. And she's like, how do you play football in a country, professional football in a state,
And be a
private citizen? So now she's gone FBI mode. She's called the ex-wife. She's done this. He's lied about his relationship with the ex-wife and the kids. He said his grandparents died in 2020 when they died in 2008. He said that he needs to send his wife, his ex-wife, $2,000 to pay for the daughter who passed away, because even though him and his ex-wife are not good, the kids are still very close to him. And she was like, well, she doesn't play about family. She doesn't play about like she's just like, when it comes to family and loved ones, whatever, I respect it. So she was like, of course, she died, I'm sorry, you can send the $2,000. And he asked her, because they agreed that anything over $500 they'd discuss why it was being sent or transferred, whatever. Anyway, she saw that she called the ex-wife. The ex-wife is like, he's a pathological liar. Run. Like, the fact that you're calling me means it's bad. I don't want anything to do with this man. He put me through hell. And whatever, they kind of pieced some pieces together. Then she also said, she asked her how her daughter was. And then the ex-wife was like, my daughter's fine, what do you mean? And then she was like, okay, don't worry. She's like, I didn't have the heart to tell her what he said, so I left it. When she kicked this man out of her house, during this time his health was deteriorating. We missed this part, but he was getting sick for some reason. His leg meant like weight loss was going crazy. He was just like this vegetable, basically bedridden in the spare room. And mind you, also, he had been cheating on her with prostitutes. He's in that room now, like, just sick. And she's just FBI mode on the other end, just doing all her research about who he was. She comes to him, comes clean, and is like, you have been lying about this. He's rolling his eyes, acting like whatever. She's like, so calm. You need to get the fuck out of my house right now. Then the aunt, he called his aunt, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I have never lied to her. I have never done anything. And she went crazy. She went nuts. She called her mom. Everything is like, she's just like, I couldn't contain everything. And she, what made she's me cry? Like,
what did she say?
I will beat you.
Like the bitch boy.
Like the bitch boy. She came to his face and said, I will beat you like the bitch boy you are. Get the fuck out of my house before I kill you, basically. And everyone was, the mom's reaction was like, in the name of Jesus, get out, because my daughter will kill you. Like, everyone was like, if you do not leave, you're going to die. So he packed his shit and he left.
Because wasn't he was like, I never lied to her.
Yeah, he said, I don't know why
she's mad. I've never lied to her. And she was just like,
She's like, you, I have a case on you guys. She went to the courts. She went to ex-wives. She went to everyone. Now she's gone to the family. He's gone to his family's house. The cousins called her. Now has told her that, you know, a lot of this information. She's like, my cousin is a pathological liar. We've been knowing this. He's been like this since he was a kid. Yeah, what happened? She's like, oh, this and this and this has happened. You know, she told me about his, she goes, have you ever met anyone? And she started telling the cousin about his, what he told her. And he told her that he has 4 brothers and 2 sisters. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what the hell are you talking about? He has 2 brothers. One is a twin and one is his older brother. And he has no sisters. And she's like, and the brother doesn't even talk to him. The older brother they haven't spoken to each other since 2015. Mind you, it's like 2021. She's like, who the fuck is this man talking to every day then? Every single morning for 30 minutes, who is he sitting on the phone with talking about, hey, Chris said hi. Hey, yeah. Like full blown conversations that he was having with her every day he was having conversations.
Yeah.
So now obviously, you know the rest of the story. She had kicked him out. She's getting her divorce papers. She is now getting all this other information. But he was, like, to conclude it was like he's just a master manipulator, obviously pathological liar.
Yeah, and narcissist. And he never, like, loved or cared for her, obviously.
Do you know how scary... This all happened. They were married for not even 6 months. And this happened from 2020. They met in March. And
2020,
And they when did they...
July, like, 2021, they divorced.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. Like, I think it's so scary that she was... I think it's scary that she was, like, living with... married to potentially going to have a baby with a man that she obviously had no idea who he was. And I think it's scary, like, how there's people out there that can lie like that. And it's so crazy because I believe that there are, he's obviously a pathological liar, which is like a mental illness. And he's a narcissist. There's definitely some, like, brain imbalance going on there. Like,
this guy,
there's something, like, not right, you know? And she was just like, there's people like that everywhere, you know? And she just met this guy online. So it's like, I think it's that's kind of a cautionary tale of, like, you really don't know who you're dealing with.
Who you're dealing with, like, yes.
They can show up as anyone, really. Like, anyone can. Which is obviously what he did. But there's so many other points and aspects to that kind of made me think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the whole, like, he's definitely mentally ill. The fact that he could sit there and have conversations with people, pause, know how long to pause for, know when to speak, know who to call, not know, like, how to basically fabricate a whole story and make it so believable and, like, stand on it. This guy was standing on business. He said, oh, I work there. That's my office. They're driving. Why are you talking? Why are you saying that's your office?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. For no reason. And she's like, okay, let's go. I want to go now. Calls someone.
Yeah.
Talking about, oh, my key, can I access the building right now? Can I da-da-da-da-da? And she's just there like, haha, like, I know it's not going to work out. We're going to get into, like, how she stayed the whole time. Because I was just like, also, you waving red flags, babes. And you just ignored them. But, yeah, I think he's definitely mentally, he's ill. He's not like a sane person.
That can seamlessly put together that many lies is, like, obviously a pathological liar. And anyone that can put someone through that is, like, a narcissist and clearly has no consideration or care of, like, what they put someone through. I think everything that was going on there was to do with him and his own, like, little fantasy world that he had put together. I'm just wondering, like, how much of it he convinced himself.
Plot twist. I don't know if you... His brother. Yeah, it was his brother. Yeah.
They, no, say, like...
the twin brother that he actually, so the real parts of the story was that his parents did die. His grandpa, his grandma and his uncle died, but years ago, he had a twin brother, which he said he had a brother. He had a twin brother and he had an older brother. And the twin brother was the guy who had all these things, who was a VP, who was married, who had all this money, who all this stuff. So he was basically like retelling his twin brother's story and trying to live through it, or be that person. Someone in the comments was like, he was manifesting, guys. He has a mind of abundance. Like, this guy was like, oh my God. But basically that's where he got his whole story from.
How is he getting the money?
That's what I didn't understand.
Been, like, I feel like maybe just from scamming some other girl.
No, but he actually worked though.
Okay.
He was working factory warehouse. Yeah. He was a warehouse worker.
So that must, I guess, yeah. But she was also saying he used to dress like da 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 da.
Yeah.
Like he was like really, he was able to portray himself as this person. But who knows? I guess it's not important.
I feel like a lot of his stuff he probably would have like collected along the way. His experience, maybe gifts from other people.
Yeah.
Or maybe just like, you know, he didn't make some money from the things he was doing. So he probably just had like, some people were saying the stuff that he had wasn't even that expensive. Like it would have just been like
a couple hundred.
Yeah, decent watches and stuff like that. So it's not like crazy for him to own it.
Mm.
But it was just more, I don't know. I just think it's so scary, man, how people can just, you know, all I could think of was like, do you ever think like this? Like, what were they like as a child? Like, at what point did you just like, did this become who you are? But because I feel like a pathological liar as a child, it's like so harmless and you're just a little kid. But there's a point where it's just like, you start to become, you know, what you're doing. Like, even watching Jeffrey Dahmer and seeing him as a kid just trying to kill these frogs. And he was like this little innocent kid that would just, didn't really have any friends and was just like, oh, I'm skinny, you know? And then he's older and it's like, you're a serial killer. You're so dangerous. I always think about what they were like as kids and like at what point did you become like a dangerous person?
Yeah.
And how you justify it in your head. Like, what is, oh, it's so scary.
I don't know. I guess that's why people like someone like him would need like professional help to figure out. And then also to be able to not continue to hurt people, you know, like, because even as a kid, like, you can assume that he kind of, because even his family was like, he's been doing this.
They want nothing to do with him, I think.
Because of that, you know.
Nah, he's a criminal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, this guy is, you're literally a criminal. Like, I know, I understand that there's, like, mental health issues there.
Oh, but yeah, of course.
You have destroyed lives of so many multiple women.
People, yeah.
And it's like, not a lot of people can bounce back from that, you know? Like, this woman, she, God bless her, like, she's really thriving now.
I know, he wasted a year and a half of her life.
She got, trauma.
I know.
The fact that she had a miscarriage, that she had no family to like, confide in. You know what I mean? It's like, you're, especially during lockdown, I feel like you can quickly become, like, this is your world.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, everything happens on, like, times 10. The speed, everything. It's just, like, you and this person constantly together. So I just feel like mentally, even her saying like, I don't even know who, I can't even tell you the person I was before this is really real. Cause I feel like you would just lose yourself.
You would.
You'd be going mental. So he's just sick.
Doing that to her. Yeah, absolutely. And I think like the way, and we could talk about that more, but like when someone is, it's almost like gaslighting where it's like someone is so good at lying and covering their tracks that you almost start feeling crazy for even questioning it, even though you know that there's something.
Something's not wrong. Right. Yeah.
Something's not right. Because it's like he was a master manipulator.
And the fact that he had a response to every lie.
Yes.
Everything like was like, okay, then we'll. Yeah. And she's, even her, she said that. She's like, am I that like jaded that I can't even see when I have a good thing in front of me? Bro, so scary. And it's, I don't know, it's so hard because I feel like there's a fine line between because she kept saying, like, I'm a firm believer in what happens at home stays at home. And I believe that as well. Like, you, not every part of your business needs to be aired out to people, because people are not going to be there for the good times. And we usually talk about the bad times.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, keep what happens at home, but also you need to be able to, like, have, there has to be a balance between what you keep and, like, what you tell. And I think your close friends and your family need to know about, I guess, like, the overall, like, health of the relationship. Because there's a lot of things that you could just, like, red flag number one, red flag. And then if you're telling them red flag number three, they're like, oh, well, like, you know, yeah, it's bad. But they try to justify it because they like the person. But it's like, meanwhile, you've got a whole, situation, you know, box of secrets.
Because,
I don't know. Also, let's discuss her.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, sis, a little bit, like, you're a little bit slow. Like, there were a few moments where, and she says it too, like, where I'm just like, how did you think that was okay? I think she removed, there was a lot of, like, fear of being alone.
Of course,
fear of, like, now being grown and still not having someone, being in lockdown without someone.
Yeah.
But it's like, fair enough to have that fear. I feel like we all have that, especially like women, you're getting older, and there's this story of, like, if you're not ticking all these boxes, you failed, right? And, like, it won't happen for you.
Yeah.
But it's like, that you need to also have discernment. Like, you need to know, don't let your fear overpower, you know, your ability to make the right choices.
Yeah, your judgment.
Your judgment. Because now you know clearly, like, this is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has not shown you key things about buying property. And it's like, he's stringing you along.
Mm-hmm.
And you have just been like, okay, well, like, you know. And I fully understand how you can be clouded in that situation. Like, I really get how your mind can just, like, you know, allow things to happen. But sometimes it's like, because I've done it before too, where it's like, you intentionally avoid dealing with the situation because you don't want to open that box, because that means you have to deal with it, and that means you might have to walk away.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't, you married him. Like, that's, you know those memes where it's like, you just took it too far and now you're accidentally married.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to be, and there's no judgment to her. And I think she knows a lot of people are going to be thinking that, but it's like, this is just a message to people in general. Like, you need to know who you're marrying, and like, to know that you need to be asking serious questions,
the right questions.
And you need to be like, in, you need to, obviously, like, I think her situation was extreme, but it's like,
I think everyone goes through that at some point in their life.
Like, who did I marry?
Yeah, like, they go through the relationship turmoil, and they go through moving out of desperation rather than out of genuinity in, like, what they want. And because when people move that way, they definitely will, like what you said, they'll avoid talking to their friends about things that they know are fucked up, because they know that their friends and family are going to be the first ones to be like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And they'll also they'll allow things to happen out of, because it's better than the alternative, which is like losing the relationship and ending up on your own. And I think that's why a lot of people always say, like, you need to move, you need to understand and be intentional about why you're doing something and why you want something. Like, is it just because you want to get married? Is it just because you want companionship? Or is it just because you like the idea of, like, having that, you know, trifecta of, like, you know, marriage, kids, house, which I think is, like, kind of how she was moving. I don't think that, like, and I don't think people have been online and stuff. Like, I don't think people should be, like, too harsh on her, because she was also dealing with a pathological liar at the same time, and, like, master manipulator. So it's like, he's not just some regular, like, guy on the block who's shit. Like, it's kind of taken it another step further, where it's like he is purposefully trying to, like, fuck with her head. So when she would say things like, yeah, I was just like, I knew, like, you know, I knew it, but he was also like, he
backed up this, so this, many this, of the this, other this. things. Yeah.
And he probably, like, you know, that's the whole point of being with someone like that, because they make you feel crazy. So it's like, I get it, but also, like, this is why it's good that she's put this series out, because it is kind of like, hopefully it wakes people up that are in these types of relationship. to at least maybe talk to someone, because you need it outside. Because that was the main thing I took away. I'm like, girl, you need to be talking to your family.
Mm.
Like, you cannot just be,
you cannot be hiding this. Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah,
you need support. Like,
and she's like, thank God she's like a strong woman to mm-hmm. really act fast.
Yeah,
because she was like, yeah, we need to figure this out mm-hmm. now. And there was a lot of things where she was like, you know, she had her boundaries. She showed this is happening, this is not mm-hmm. happening. But there was just a lot where, you know, where I was like, she could have, it was things where she would almost like set a situation up just to see if he would lie, knowing he's gonna lie.
Yeah,
like, okay, I'm just gonna say to him, let's do this mm-hmm. and I know he's gonna lie, and then he would lie and she'd just be like, I knew it
mm-hmm.
and it's like, that's not okay.
Yeah,
like if you know you're setting this person up. And then obviously once they got married, she started to like wake up and yeah. act on certain things. And I think there were people along the way, like the realtor, the girl mm-hmm. who was just like, I got you. Like, if you want to buy a house with or without him, yeah. like, let me know.
Yeah.
And she was like, there was just moments where I was like, yeah, this is neat. This is not okay.
And the pastor, yeah. and
the pastor his and wife, his wife.
You know,
I don't know, but it's just, it's very scary. I was reading comments about couples. She's like, girl, I'm sitting next to my husband. Like, who did I marry for 17 years? I feel like I don't know who this person is. Some girl was like, give me your social security number to her husband. And he was like, don't start.
You never but know.
It makes you like question. I'm not going to lie. I'm just like, if I was like in a relationship, in a marriage yeah. like that, I would be like, I remember when you said this and the story doesn't add up with this.
Yeah.
Like I would, yeah, I'm terrified.
Yeah, what the heck? Like, you just,
you just never know. And the thing is, I've also seen this, like, on a smaller scale. Mm. Like, we've heard stories on smaller scales where it's like, people just live a double life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or they do things and you're just like, how are you this person? You're in my world. We have a world that we share together and I see everything you do.
Yeah.
And this is how you're acting. And then I hear you said this or you did this or for the last whatever you've been doing this.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. It's like people have like, obviously people, human beings, were very layered, but it's like the fact that someone can just be and completely do something completely different. Just, I don't know.
I feel like people like, they project what they want. What you want to see is what you'll see out of someone. So
yeah,
you know, unless you're, and obviously
that's that a really person, good point. Interesting. Yeah. Like what you're saying is what you, if you want to see your husband in this type of way,
yeah,
then that's what you're going to see.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we do that a lot in relationships and friendships and everything, where we just kind of like project what we want without actually really understanding or properly getting to know the other person, even if they're showing you like little signs. You know, because even when I think about people who are in relationships and they will hold on and be like, I love this person, I want this person, da 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 da, but I don't know why they keep ignoring me, or like they're not acting how I want them to act. But it's like, do you know the person as well? Like, do you know them? Mm. Like, are you understanding that they're just not that into you? Or like, maybe you haven't actually, they're feeling like you haven't actually taken the time to get to know who they are. Mm. You know, it's like all these things that happened, and I don't think that, I think with Risa, she was projecting her own like insecurity of wanting to just have someone. Mm. And she said that, where she was just like, I just wanted to, like she said, it's my turn. I think she's like, it was my turn, I thought it was going to be my turn and I was ready, you know. And I think because of that, she was able to just like ignore all of these red flags that were just like waving in her face. And I think that's why I'm like, a lot of people do that, and that's why people get married for like 2 years and then get divorced, or because it might not be as extreme, but you're still ignoring things like whether you're compatible. Like, people do it all the
100%,
time.
100%.
So, I don't know, it's an interesting one, but I think I'm glad she put it out there, and I hope that people use it as an opportunity to kind of relook at their situations and maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Leave if they feel like, I mean, it's not always easy as well. Like the ex-wife was saying how she was like scared for her life, you know, which is obviously really scary.
Yeah. Have you ever dealt with anyone like that intense?
Not on that level. I think that's really scary.
Yeah. But like someone who's just lied.
Yeah. I've dealt with like a liar, like for no reason, just made up a whole lie. And I'm just, and I've felt that like, oh, what? Like, did
it's
I?
It's just so weird
did
when I, people do it when it's like, why?
Why? No, that's, some people, it's, I think it's a controlling thing.
Yeah, it is.
Some people want to feel like they have the upper hand. And if you're confused about a situation, and they're telling you this is what happened, but it's made up. Like, for example, the situation where her ex-boyfriend came to the house.
Mm.
You made that up.
Mm.
But now you're making her look bad. It's kind of like, I have this one up on you.
Yeah. I remember she was like, I feel like he's like...
Oh, getting off her. She's like, I feel like he's like, yeah.
And like, I was like, yeah, bitch, probably. Maybe
that's
it's
scary.
Like a sexual thing for him when he just gets off on the power. Like, in putting you, like, he thinks it's funny that he's like putting her through all of these... Yeah, so I do. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's like a control thing.
Yeah,
which is fucking scary. I mean, I just feel like there's like so many women that deal with that. I'm glad that her story like was out there, but I think on different levels. Like, I even saw in the comments, everyone was like, "Atlanta men," like that's just how they are. You know, they're fucked up. But there's a lot of really messed up
people out there. This is a crazy story.
There's a lot. Though.
Mm.
I haven't dealt with anyone that I haven't actually.
You've never dealt
with
someone that has just lied for no reason.
I've dealt with people who were like, no one who's just lied for no reason. But I've dealt with like narcissistic, very like manipulative people where you can just tell that they don't give a fuck about you, like in what they're doing. Like you can just see it, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have always been able to pick up on those, that energy and those like red flags.
The worst thing is when they give you like a sob story and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I feel for them. You have to be strong enough to be like,
yeah, hopefully this just acts like we said, like it kind of gets other people, men and women, to really look at their relationships and try and see those red, because we always say red flags, but the whole point I think is that it's easier said than done to, you know, see a red flag, react accordingly, end a relationship, all of these things, especially when like we live in a world that like kind of forces us together in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
So people feel, of course, like, you know.
And like, so many things can be brushed.
Yeah.
Like, you could hear something that's like, oh, it's weird, but like, it's such a thing that was happening in passing, like a conversation that was said, and you're like, oh, it doesn't really line up, or like, okay, whatever, like, you know, whatever. And then you move on. And then sometimes those little things build up, you know? So it's just like little white lies that don't add up, but don't mean anything.
Yeah.
And then, and also, you can't be out here being like, inspector, like every situation, like, but you said this last time, and that, you know, that doesn't make sense with this. Da, da, da. It's like you have to be able to relax in your relationship, and there has to be a level of trust that you give that person.
Sure.
But it's the key is like finding, like, you know, there's a balance, and not everyone you come across is gonna be like this master manipulator or whatever. So it's really hard to just like to be to like just go about your day thinking that everyone is going to be being it's not true. It's just like this is like a one-off type of situation. It's not one-off, but it's like
it's extreme
and it's not likely that you're going to come across this type of person just casually, especially if you've got a lot of us have like very routine structured lives and we know the people around us and all that kind of stuff. So It's obviously hard, but you need to be able to, like, I don't know. It's, I guess you can't be too, your desire to be with someone or desire to have something cannot be stronger than your judgment.
Absolutely. And I think, like, you need to be able to trust your gut in that it's telling you something. And, you know, I think for Risa, it was, like, telling her, like, this man is lying, but she didn't know the degree or the extent and da da da. But I think what should happen is that that moment should push you to do something. Don't just ignore it. Don't be like, okay, I'm just gonna act like everything's okay. Because usually, like, your intuition is telling you, like, something is up and it has to be addressed. It might not be as dramatic as, like, you think it is in your mind, or your gut can, I feel like your gut can add drama, but it's still like always going to be telling you something where it's like, yeah, I think let's address it as a couple or individually, or note it down, journal it, whatever, like, figure it out. Don't just ignore it. I think that would be my...
Oh, honestly.
Yeah, but you know, cause we live in a world where it's like, I'm always trying to ignore things because I'm tired.
I'm tired, man. I can't deal with... If this is now a lie, yeah. I have to deal with this lie.
Literally.
But, like, not too much. Yeah. the way she said, I will beat you. The way I had to watch that again and again. And I'm like, I understand the rage inside you right now.
Yeah.
And she face to face, I will beat you like the bitch boy that you are. Get out of my house.
Yeah.
And take your disgusting bottles of piss with you.
Powerade. Oh.
Guys, he peed in Powerade like a little boy. Like a little, just, what is this junkie behavior? It's why are you sitting in a room like this is a trap house, literally, pissing in bottles?
Yeah, in her house.
Like, if you're able to limp around the room to gather your shit to get out, you could have limped to the toilet.
Straight up. It's gross. It's so crazy how at the end, like, when she saw him to sign the papers and stuff, she was saying how he just looked really disheveled, like he stank, all these things. I feel like that was such a representation of, like, when you break up with someone and that's when you see them for who they are. Like, have you ever, like, or maybe hooked up with someone or something, dealt with someone,
and you're just like, and what, like, going
you
on?
Have, you can really see those rose colored glasses that you have during, and then after it you're just like,
oh, I can't, like,
what was going,
what spell was
head?
I under,
straight up,
what voodoo yeah. black magic shit did this man cast upon me? Because honestly,
it's such honestly. A thing. I was like, lol, like, you are, that's the experience of so many people out here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I pray that God never, ever, 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 ever brings this type of person into any of our lives.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Into anyone's life. Like, my God. Yeah. That is, like, the scariest thing ever.
Scary.
The scariest thing. I'm not trying to carry that baggage.
Any of my friends, just know I am not judgmental, and always talk to me.
Yeah.
Talk to me. I will not judge you for a situation you're in. Talk to me. Talk to people around you. You need
same,
to
like,
to.
100%. And yeah, if you have people around you that will judge you, like, I think reevaluate.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go to your friends, because mm-hmm. it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyways, guys, we're going to wrap up this episode here. If you haven't watched the 52-part series, so sad that you watched the summary here, because that was that was a good show to, or series to watch. But watch it if you haven't watched it and you're still interested. Yeah. We're going to wrap up here. And last announcement of the week. Guys, the Shea Moisture Changemaker Award is wrapping up this week. It is the last chance to vote. Thursday is when submissions close. So please put in your votes for Bittersweet. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.